This is podtech.net, and I'm Kip Meekum at NumDex 6.0, and we're speaking with Kabir Shahani.
That's correct.
And he is the dot connector at Blue Dot, who made a product announcement today at NumDex, very exciting technology. Kabir, why don't you fill us in a little bit about it?
Yeah, it was very exciting to launch at NumDex. It was, such a big deal that we got a front page story in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer this morning, or front page of the business section, rather.
Right.
We essentially have created a product that is inspired by a concept that we've trademarked as social discovery, which really asks the question, what can I learn from my friends? As we studied trends in technology, we really analyzed our product on two dimensions, the social dimension and the information dimension. And we really sought to create a product that had a great degree of social relevance, but also a lot of useful information that we could use. So the best intersection we found was a way for each other as friends to share knowledge together.
Your title as dot connector, that just begs for an explanation. What is a dot connector's role at Blue Dot?
So at Blue Dot, we actually have a completely flat structure. And my role as dot connector is to connect Blue Dot to the outside world. So part of what I do is communications and strategy, where I work with anything external facing, such as PR, working with our business partners and working in business development strategies, our investors and investor relations, and kind of figuring out ways that we're going to grow the product and also just grow awareness of what we're doing.
You mentioned investment. Tell us, are you venture funded? Or are you bootstrapped?
Actually, right now we're completely angel funded. So we have 6 angel investors that have all put in their own personal capital, some of them prominent in the community, and also a lot of them former Microsoft executives that are now just really excited about what we're doing and are focused on helping us solve the problem to let people learn more about their friends rather than find out who their friends are.
Tell me a little bit about your team. Who are the people that are making this happen? Where do they come from? And why will you succeed?
So we've got 10 people on the team right now. Mostly everybody is either from Microsoft or Amazon previously. We're primarily all developers. There's me and 2 other people that serve in more hybrid roles where we do not only product work, but we also work on the business and monetization.
Some of the outward-facing stuff.
Exactly.
You talked about learning from friends in the social discovery concept. How do the users actually connect? Tell us about the product. How do you use this thing?
We've designed the product to be very simple to use. So the idea is that there's a lot of products out there today which let people share content, but those products are all oriented for a more technical audience, people that really understand technologies and new technologies. So we've gone the extra mile to create a product where you don't need any real technical aptitude.
So my friends, need to be a bit twiddler in order to know how to use this stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
We've created a product where the examples that I tend to use and I used today in the presentation was my friend Lindsay, who manages a coffee shop, my friend Ubi, who has his own importing-exporting business. These are people that aren't in front of their computers all day, but they all have interesting knowledge and content to share that I would be interested in. So for us, it's less about what are cool websites, and it's more about what are cool items. So as the internet generation, we're finding that everything in our real life is also available online. I'll give you a few examples. So if I want to go out to eat at a restaurant, those menus are available online.
Right.
If I want to go to the mall and buy some shirts or buy some shoes, those items are available online on Nordstrom.com or on Macy's.com. So what we're finding is that we can share those items with our friends and get real-time feedback without interrupting one another.
So it's almost like a personal Amazon review. Leveraging what my friends and pals know about the things that they bought, their experience with it, and I'm able to tap into that.
Exactly. So we've created a community where people are encouraged to share things in their real life. So, for example, I'll go to Blue Dot several times per day. Like, bluedot.us is our URL. I'll go there several times per day, and I'll see my friends are saying, oh, I went here for happy hour yesterday, or I bought this shirt last weekend, or this weekend I'm going to go on a trip to Portland or San Francisco or whatever they're going to do. And I'm passively learning about what my friends are doing. Similarly, because they're adding that content into the system, when I want to get those things out, I can search for them without interrupting my friends. So as people are saying, oh, I went to this sushi restaurant yesterday and it was really good, or I'm going to go to this movie and I'm excited about it, if I were to go to Blue Dot anytime, a year later, 6 months later, and I typed in Sushi Seattle or Sushi San Francisco, I'd get those recommendations back instantly without having to ask my friends or email them or phone
call. So you're able to leverage the permanency of social media.
Exactly, because one of the challenges that we were finding is there are a lot of search engines available. And I can go to those search engines and, for example, I can type in, you know, Italian food, or I can type in techno music. but I'm just going to get back results that aren't from another person. Or maybe they're from another person, but they're from somebody I don't know.
They lack the context of your friendship circle, your social circle.
Exactly, and that social relevance is key. So if I get, if I am referred to a techno album from a friend of mine who I also listen to music with, the chances of me liking that are very high.
Talk about some of the other content and features inside the site that people can use. How do they get their stuff in there to share it with their friends?
So we've actually patented our authoring technology, something we're very excited about. When you create a dot, we've worked very hard to build some intelligence engines on the back that populate content for you. So the way we think about it, actually, in the company, the way we talk about it, is we say there should be a highest ROI for the user. So the user should have to do the least amount of work and get the most out. So for example, when you're on a site, for example, let's say you navigate to an article on the BBC and you're reading about the World Cup. You press the dot this button, and it will automatically pull a thumbnail image in, quote some text about the underlying article, give you a subject, and even suggest some tags. So it'll tell you that it's news. And furthermore, you can then share it with who you want to share it with. So we have a full permission system that lets you, by default, for a new user, share with either everyone, just your friends, or just yourself. Now, we let all users also create custom groups. So I have 280 friends. In my blue dot,
because you're a social kind of guy.
That's the thing, is I want to get everybody I ever meet or I know into my blue dot community.
Okay.
Because I want to be able to tap their knowledge. If I meet you and I enjoy a conversation with you, the chances are you're going to know something that I want to know.
Adds to context.
Exactly. Okay. So what we've done is we've said, okay, take all those people and put them into whatever groups you want. So for example, I have a group of just the people I work with. I have a group of just my friends that I went to high school with. I have a group of just my friends that I went to college with. And I can share content with any one of those groups that I want, all with two clicks, dot this publish. And I can choose whatever I want to do.
For the users in the community, is this a subscription-based service? I mean, how do you monetize this thing?
Blue.us is a completely free service. Right now, you can invite any of your friends you want. We don't plan on ever charging our users. Right now for monetization, we're focused on two things. The first is pay-per-click advertising.
Okay.
And we're currently, it's not in the product, it's not in the beta right now, but we're working on ways to kind of turn that model on its head. We're looking at ads as content. So I'll give you a good example of that. We have a test version right now, which is not available to the public, where I was trying to clean, I have a marble fireplace at home, and I was trying to clean those tiles. So I went to Google, I typed in marble floor cleaner, or how to clean marble floors. And I got an article from ehow.com.
Okay.
When I dotted the article, the ad I got back was a marble floor cleaner. So it was actually content that I needed that I could use. And we're very careful to make sure that we give content back that's valuable to the user. So it's not something that interrupts them. It's just a few words on the side that if they want to click on it, they can click on it, and we distinguish it very clearly as an ad.
No ad spam.
Exactly. Now the second one is, because Blue Dot is a system of friends and friends sharing content, we're finding that a lot of friends, even in our beta, are sharing products. And so we can monetize through affiliate revenue opportunities where friends are sharing books from Amazon or friends are sharing clothes from Nordstrom. And through available affiliate programs, we can monetize those transactions. No, I mean, for us, it's really about letting friends share valuable content. And for those companies, it's a great opportunity because it really is referral advertising. But we don't put it in the user's face.
Tell the users where they go to sign up.
All the user has to do is go to bluedot.us. You'll see a giant join now button. All you have to do is enter in your name, your email address, and you get an account. You can import your friends from any address book, or you can simply invite whoever you want by email and start dotting.
It's a great idea. Kabir Sahani, dot connector at bluedot.us. Social discovery. Thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you, Kip.